ततः स विस्मयाविष्टो विष्टरो मा धनञ्जयः प्रणम्य शिरसा देवं कृताञ्जलिरभाषत।
संजय कंटिन्यूज हिज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ व्हाट इज हैपनिंग एट द कुरुक्षेत्र वॉर फील्ड फ्रॉम वर्स 9 टू 13। ही डिस्क्राइब एक्चुअली द विजन दैट वॉज रिवील्ड बाय कृष्णा एंड नाउ द वर्स 14 ही डिस्क्राइब्स अर्जुनाज रिएक्शन and thereafter he will describe Arjuna's response. So reaction is in terms of what are the physical characteristics that he is manifesting, and thereafter he'll describe how does he put his astonishment in words, what does he say, that will be described in the subsequent verses. So here's tatah sa vismaya avishto. Vismaya avishto, that is completely overwhelmed with astonishment. Atah sa vismaya avishto rishtaroma dhananjaya. Rishtaroma is hair stand on end. Pranamya shirasa devam, he bows down his head and offer obeisances. Krita Anjalir Abhashata. Krita Anjali. He folds his hands and he speaks. Abhashata. He speaks. So what's happening here is that Arjuna's relationship with Krishna had already changed when he surrendered to Krishna in 2.7 when he says Karpanya doshopahata swabhava pruchhami tvam dharma sammoodha cheta vishreyasya nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. So he stated at that time that Arjun, Krishna, I have fallen to ignorance. I have been overcome by miserly weakness. So, I am asking you, please enlighten me about my long-term good, Shreya. And then, to express that it is not just a friendly inquiry, but this is a serious submissive search for indispensable existential knowledge. He says, Shishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. There are three expressions of submission in this verse. Shishya, I am your disciple, I become your disciple. Shadhi, please instruct me. Prapannam, I surrender unto you. So, now that is one level of submission wherein one becomes a disciple of another person. Here, the submission goes to another deeper level. Here it is said that Krutanjali Rabhashata Pranamya Shirasa Devam. So he bowed down his head, folded his hands. Krutanjali Rabhashata. And he speaks with folded hands. So now, if we are sitting in a class, even if the class is in a temple hall, when we are hearing, we are in a submissive mood from hearing from the speaker who am I speaking. But when we turn towards from the speaker and we turn towards the deities, at that time we are not just submissive, we are actually prayerful. While hearing a Bhagavatam class, it is not that we sit with our hands folded throughout the class. We are submissive, but the prayerfulness that comes when we turn towards the Lord and behold Him or try to offer praises to Him, that is of a different degree. Similarly, the Arjuna is recognizing that Arjuna's actions are demonstrating that he is recognizing that the mode of interaction between them is now changing from discussion to adulation, to prayer, to worship, to eulogy. So Arjuna recognizes that this is not just that the person next to me is not just a great seer, he is the supreme being. And he is not just the supreme being, but he is revealing himself to be the supreme being. Even when Krishna reveals himself categorically to be the supreme in 10.8 to 11, at that time, the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. After that, Arjuna also reiterates Krishna's message essentially by confirming Krishna's supremacy. But still, even then, he does not. Shirasa is not that. Pranamya Shirasa Devam Krutanjali Rabhashat. There is no description there that. Arjuna is offering prayers or folding hands or bowing his head over there. So the discussion is, mode of the interaction is changing now from a submissive discussion to prayerful adulation, to prayerful worship. From here onwards, Arjuna will start speaking, and when Arjuna speaks, his words are a combination of both description and veneration. He'll describe further what he's saying, and what he's showing is so great, so magnificent, that he intersperses that description with obeisances, with prayers, with expressions of veneration and adulation. And thus, he reveals that he is actually appreciating the magnificence of what he is seeing. Tathasa vismaya vishto rishtaroma dhananjaya tathasa. So, thereafter, when this universal form was revealed, vismaya vishto is overcome by amazement, vismay. So, ashcharya and vismay are similar. Here it is stated that sarva ashcharyamayam devam. It's fully astonishing, extremely astonishing form is there. Anantam vishvatomukham. Anantam vishvatomukham. That it was said it was unlimited. So, but here it is said, Vishmaya vishto rishtaroma dhananjaya. His hair stood on end. Now, if you see, there were descriptions of intense emotion at the start of the Bhagavad Gita also. Krupaya paraya vishto vishidanidam abravit. So, avishto. Krupaya paraya vishto. There also Arjuna was overwhelmed by emotion, and it is Krupaya, it was compassion. Vision often overwhelms us with emotion. What we see affects our emotions very strongly, and depending on what we see, our emotions will accordingly move in that direction. So initially Arjuna's vision of his enemies arrayed on the battlefield totally bellicose spirit, that caused compassion and thereafter delusion. Whereas here, the revelation will cause Arjuna jubilation. There will also be some trepidation, some fear, but afterward there is jubilation, trepidation, and then there is illumination, which will be there described at the conclusion of this chapter, and we will come to that in due course. But here, this verse essentially marks a transition in the mode of discussion from discussion to veneration. Thank you.